He's been a player at different age classes with the TNT Express and is now a coach with the organization. So it's really no surprise that Josh McCray is looking to take the community-based club to a new level. McCray is among a group of TNT alumni looking to secure a team in the Northern Football Conference, NFC, a semi-pro league that's based within Ontario. Officials are looking at playing their home games in either Orillia or Barrie. McCray has first-hand knowledge of the league as a backup quarterback with the Oakville Longhorns. An NFC team would certainly give TNT alumni another avenue to continue playing football. The league's mandate is to provide players over the age of 19 an opportunity to remain in the sport beyond the high school level. The Express is a community-based program that offers football to youth within the area. It has fielded representative teams ranging in age from Tyke, starting at 6 years of age, all the way up to junior varsity, 17 to 19, and has won numerous league championships. In 2023, TNT was a member of the Ontario Summer Football League. Putting a team in the NFC is indeed a big step. However, with no less than 10 high schools in the area, in addition to such minor programs as the Huronia Stallions, York Lions and Orangeville Outlaws, there would appear to be a very solid base from which to attract potential players. And any players interested in suiting up for the Express in the NFC, or wishing to secure more details, can email the organization at simcoexpress@outlook.com. The NFC currently consists of 10 teams located in Toronto, All Stars and Raiders, Ottawa, Hamilton, North Bay, Oakville, Sault Ste. Marie, Sudbury, Tri-City, Kitchener, Waterloo and Cambridge, and Sarnia. The league certainly continues to have a Northern Ontario flavor, as its name suggests. But now, it's a province-wide senior semi-pro football group that is creating its own storied history. And the NFC certainly has a long history. It was formed 1954 as the Northern Ontario Rugby Football Union, NORFU, and consisted of four teams, the Kirkland Lake Alouettes, North Bay Roughriders, Sudbury Hardrocks, and Tritown, Cobalt, Haileybury, New Liskeard, Raiders. There have been as many as 11 teams operating, like at present, and at times, as few as three. It's estimated that over 6,700 players have suited up in the league, which has played over 900 scheduled games. One of those former players was none other than Rocky DiPietro, who played for the Sault Ste. Marie Steelers before embarking on an illustrious 14-year CFL career as a slotback with the Hamilton Tiger Cats, 1978-91. DiPietro became the CFL's all-time receptions leader in 1989 and retired 2 years later with 706 catches for 9,762 yards and 45 touchdowns. A Grey Cup champion in 1986, DiPietro was named to Hamilton's Wall of Honor in 1994 before being inducted into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame 3 years later. The NFC has provided a playing field for players looking to prepare for the Canadian college ranks and for those university performers looking to continue playing football upon graduation. In total, there have been 30 teams in the league playing in 19 communities and one representing Laurentian University in Sudbury. Former membership includes Sturgeon Falls Bombers, Rouyn-Noranda Fantassins, North Renfrew Rams, North Bay T-Cats, Val d'Or Jets, Timmins Falcons, Kirkland Lake Cougars, Sault Ste. Marie Steelers, Laurentian University Voyagers, Bramley Satellites, Orillia Silver Bombers, Etobicoke Argonauts, Stony Creek Patriots, North Bay Northmen, Hamilton Wildcats, Brampton Bears, Brampton Bulldogs, Scarborough Crimson Tide, Hamilton Wildcats, Toronto Eagles, Peterborough Packers, and Mississauga Wolverines.